This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Democrats in the South Dakota legislature are concerned about funding for education in Governor Dennis Stuggard's proposed budget for fiscal year 2019. Senator Reynold Nessipa represents parts of Sioux Falls in District 15. Nessipa sits on the Senate Appropriations Committee and says there are many initiatives in secondary and post-secondary education that need attention. He says changes might need to come for those programs to receive funding.
I'm hoping that at the end of this year that we can take a step back, and maybe it's time for a summer study for us to really take a look at our tax structure overall. Just is it doing everything that we need it to do? That we do have these other deficits in terms of we don't have a pre-K education program. We're struggling. We're not going to have higher teacher pay. I worry that we're sliding behind in teacher pay because we're not being able to do increases. And we're not meeting the needs of our university students in terms of those with financial needs. So there's other deficits that need to be addressed besides our fiscal ones.
House Minority Leader Spencer Hawley of Brookings says he's frustrated most state employees will not see pay raises and that schools will not see per-student funding increases in step with inflation. The governor has asked for more than $600,000 to raise pay for certain state employees who are currently not compensated at market values. Stuggard's budget request also includes more than $20 million in education spending, with a large amount of that addressing K-12 education growth. Enrollment growth, I should say. And the governor says he's in the process of filling the vacant seat of late Representative Craig Teason. It's the governor's duty to fill any seat left open by a legislator. Teason and Representative Dan Dryden, who passed away last year, shared the same legislative district. Stuggard says there were many qualified candidates whose names he expects will come up again. Teason died during a kayaking incident while trying to save his brother-in-law in the Cook Islands. His funeral was on Monday in Rapid City. You're with SDPB. Thanks for joining us. Good afternoon.